that's him in the corner of social oblivion, encompassed by the sweet sense of freedom that only bordered the aura of deep cerebral gouges buried in each beat of the heart he was once proud to hold. If only its substance held a higher level of potency, it might be able to drown a portion of his mind which is trapped in the infinite horrors of his 1972 through 74 tour through the flames of big hell.
Sometimes gunfire's brighter than the sunshine. Sometimes a child's scream influences every dream. Sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking we moved on. But no way, no how, do we ever forget what we've seen? No way, no how, do we ever forget what we've seen? No way, no how, do we ever forget what we've seen? No way, no how, do we ever forget what we've seen? No way, no how, do we ever forget what we've seen?
It's now 25 years later, he's on the brink of 43, still searching for sanity, surveying the floor of his distorted sea. He remembers high school friends joking about the war. Never knew what mom was crying
for. Never knew what mom was
crying. The other piece that shines in his mind was the divine first love, soulmate, beauty, brown-eyed queen he left behind. He remembers holding her tight, watching the sunset at shore. Never knew what she was crying
for. Never knew what she was crying.
He got the letter in the mail by the middle of his summer. Wouldn't have had to go if it wasn't for his newborn brother. He was barely 18, murdering people even younger. And he still ducks and covers every time he hears the thunder. He still hears the scream, smells the flesh, tastes the death, sees the blood, feels the pain. What's to gain? Nothing's left but the slug that remains in his right calf. The bullet laughs every time he cries, and it drives him mad, trying to sleep. When the visions give him a cold sweat, the war's been over for 2 decades, but he still hasn't been home yet. And every day he waits and strains to suppress his guilt and forget the horror, the violence, the kill or be killed. Fists are always clenched, teeth are always grinding. Real life is lost, and in a bottle he tries to find it. It's not fair, he mumbles through a nightmare, only in the fight for 2 years and wound up spending his whole life
there.
He was face to face with the devil for the welfare of his country. Now he's straining to live, but his conscience won't let him. It ain't flashbacks, you have to understand the tragedy. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war.
It's now 25 years later. He's on the edge of a park bench. He's asked God for help and found his source non-existent. He sits in the shadows, cause his sun burns no more. Now he knows what mom was crying
now
for.
He knows what mom was
I
crying
used to watch old man in the park. The sight slowly drove right through my heart, wishing I could help, but not knowing where to start. I'd walk away, curse the world, gush some love and curse some more. Now you know who I've been crying
now
for.
You know who I've been
he
crying
threw his medals in the river, but they sunk alone. Put shades on his eyes to hide him from the war zone in the sky. He tried to slit his wrist about a month ago, but he's seen so much death, he's scared of life and suicide. If there was only some way he could escape this penitentiary. Gulps get bigger and figures, it'll chase away his memory. But the dreams only worsen, the seams almost bursting. He recalls how training took away his right to be a person. Put a gun in his hand, left him to die with the land. The plan was the murder of man. Politicians have a dispute, decide to send in troops, but the truth is they just don't understand. Now he's running out of time and running out of energy, but till the last day he'll be fighting for the murder of his memories. And although he never got rid of his dog tags, he still wishes they'd have sent his parents an American flag instead.
He was face to face with the devil for the welfare of his country. Now he's straining to live, but his conscience won't let him. It ain't flashbacks, you have to understand the tragedy. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See, he left the war, but the war never left him. See,